Reading, Part 2. Marco Polo. In 2011, almost 16,990,000 Japanese people traveled to foreign countries, and many more people took trips in Japan. Traveling is very popular. It is also very easy. We can use trains, buses, planes, or ships. For example, we can go to New York or Paris in about 12 hours by plane. Many people take trips to go sightseeing, go shopping, or play sports. But many years ago, traveling was not so easy. Very few people traveled. It was expensive. Only rich people or businessmen traveled. Marco Polo was not a businessman, but his father was. He and his father lived in Venice, in northern Italy. Marco was only 17 years old when he went with his father to China. They left Venice in the year 1271, and they arrived in China in 1275, 4 years later. First, they traveled by ship from Venice to Jerusalem and Turkey. Then they traveled across Asia by horse and on foot. Marco Polo lived in China for 17 years. He studied the Chinese language and worked for the Emperor of China, Kublai Khan. He visited many countries during his time in Asia. He saw beautiful natural scenery and strange and interesting cities, temples, and food. He was the first European to travel to many of these countries. He also loved to listen to travel stories. He listened to many people talk about travel, and he wrote everything down in his diary. He was the first European to hear about places like Java, Indonesia, Burma, Myanmar, and Jipangu, Japan. In 1292, Marco Polo and his father left China. They arrived back in Venice in 1295. This time, the trip took only 3 years. During the last part of his life, Marco Polo wrote a book about his travels. His book was very popular in Europe. His stories and maps helped other Europeans travel to East Asia. He died in 1324 when he was 70 years old.